The Department of Defense is on a recruiting blitz this year. I think that's fair to say. They're making extra efforts to reach immigrants, especially those who can use their language skills, their second language skills, in the military. And in return, the trade-off for this is these new recruits get a fast track towards citizenship. And we're joined now by Staff Sergeant Corey Grant. He's a recruiting non-commissioned officer at the Army Recruiting Battalion in New York City. That program started in New York City earlier this year. This is Corey Grant on the phone with a potential applicant with Farsi language skills.
It's not a matter of you not being qualified. You just have to have the Dari dialect is what they need. Are you worried about not passing the Dari dialect? Yes, you can change your job. Yes, you can.
And Staff Sergeant Grant joins us in the studio this morning. You're looking for recruits who have language skills in 35 different languages. Is that correct?
Yes. Primarily, it's the ones that are very big. It's just the influence. India, Persian, Chinese, Korean. But that number is fine. It's just a matter of not everybody's going to come over here and join. You know, you're going to have populations. So the Indian is very big. So you're going to have a lot of people who speak Hindi, Punjabi.
I was about to say, which Indian
Urdu,
are you talking about?
You know, Urdu, Tamil, and those are the ones that are just flooding it right now.
You're looking for Arabic speakers as well?
Yes, yes.
And you're also offered this fast track to citizenship. How does that work?
Pretty much you have to meet the qualifications just to be even eligible for the MAVNI. But pretty much what happens is we do everything in the office. Paperwork, the N-400, which is the citizenship.
You take care of all their paperwork for them?
Paperwork when they ship off, when they go out to basic training, they turn in their paperwork. They have, I want to say, little kiosks that handle them, process their paperwork. In about 6 to 10 months, they do have the citizenship.
Well, what you're referring to in the MAVNI program is the Military Accessions to Vital to National Interest program. It's going to end on December 31st. And let's talk now to somebody who's actually come into the military under this program, Srinivasi Dandu. Good morning.
Good morning.
You enlisted through this recruitment program, and you're actually shipping out on January 6th, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me, why did you decide to enlist in the Army?
Actually, I was searching for a job from the past, like, few months, and one of my cousins just suggested me that they are quitting in the Army. When I heard about the Army, I just really got interested because from past 10, 15 years, I was really interested. And one more thing, I need a job. And so I just contacted Sergeant Grant, and I started. And the really interesting thing in my joining that was the job I was offered. It was into the automotive side, and I was really interested in working automotive side from my childhood. And I never got an opportunity to work in automotive, and I don't really have a proper degree to work in that. But as the Army trains me in that and gives me a job, so I just got into it.
What is your language specialty?
Urdu.
Okay, and how did your family react when you came home and said, hey, I'm going into the Army, Mom, Dad?
Yeah, actually my family supports me in everything I do, but the first reaction I got from my family and friends is, why U.S. Army, why not Indian Army?
So, Sergeant Grant, explain to me, how do these recruits end up fitting into the Army? Are all of them put into jobs like he is as an automotive trainee? Do some of them end up on the battlefield? What do they end up doing?
It's pretty much up to them. They can choose whatever job is available at the time. The only thing that they cannot choose is a job that requires a security clearance.
Right.
Because if they choose a job like that, if you go into a security clearance job, it starts when you join the Army. So since they don't have a citizenship yet, they cannot choose a job that requires a clearance.
So Staff Sergeant Corey Grant, Private Dandu, or soon-to-be Private Dandu, mm-hmm. said that his family supports him, but they said to him, why the U.S. Army, why not the Indian Army? And I wonder, as you approach young immigrants to this country, what do you offer them in terms of dealing with a skeptical family? Loyalty aside, I'm sure everyone's loyal, but the military's activities in Afghanistan or in Iraq might not be as popular with Afghani families or Iraqi families. What do you do for them if you want to get them in the military to take care of those concerns?
Well, I'm not sure about the Indian Army and other branches of service out there. I know in the United States Army, it's a wonderful institution. And being that here in America, it's so diverse. We have everybody in the Army anyway. Well before the MAVNI program even started, kicked off, we had individuals from Kenya, all over the world. So when they come here, when they seek guidance through the Army, I think that they know that they could be a part of something special, and they come to America for options anyway.
Well, so, let's ask Srinivasa Dandu. Srinivasa, did you have any conflicts with yourself over whether to join the American Army or the Indian?
As long as I'm dedicated to my work and I'm doing it for working for a good cause, I don't matter where I'm working.
And it's a good cause, whether it's American or Indian.
Yes, as long I think both countries are working for the same cause, and so I can work for any country. And
okay,
as long as I'm dedicated to work.
Srinivasa Dandu just enlisted through this recruitment program. He's going to ship out on January 6th. And Staff Sergeant Corey Grant, he's a recruiting NCO for the New York City Army Recruiting Battalion in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, been in the Army for 12 years. This program that he's talking about here, the MAVNI, that recruits foreign language speakers, it ends on December 31st. Coming up, how do you celebrate the holidays if you're David Lynch?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a body. Dead, wrapped in plastic.
That's how the cast of Twin Peaks and others sing holiday music. You can hear more on non-traditional Christmas classics coming up later this hour.
Might not even be the weirdest one we have.